And I've got Ben Ford and Candice Howe, affiliate owners and coaches with Life Spark Coaching and indeed the CrossFit program, and bringing it here to the UAE. If you've taken part in CrossFit and we'd like to hear your thoughts on it, or if you want any questions, want to know more about it, or just generally about your physical fitness, what you're looking for, maybe you're looking for some guidance there. Interesting story for you guys, because you grew up here in the UAE, so it's really nice to see the next generation really setting up a business and carrying on, but also in the fitness world, because we talk so much in the UAE about fitness and health and type 2 diabetes and obesity. So when did you get involved in fitness? When did you discover the love of physical exercise?
And growing up in Dubai, you back then it was the rare opportunity. The weather was essentially perfect all the time. So tennis, golf, rugby, swimming, surfing, Safa Park. It was just be outdoors all the time. I probably have my mum to thank for maybe bullying me into being outdoors and getting out of the house. I mean, maybe this was before PlayStation. It was certainly before Xbox. And I think that was it. It just took over. I mean, we live very close to the beach, so, and we had a dog. So before school, go to the beach. Come back from school, go to the beach, take the dog. Before we go to bed at night, oh, just before the sun goes down, go to the beach. So you were outdoors all the time. And I think that at a young age, that's it. It's with you forever. And then as Dubai evolves and advances, you get the opportunity to do more structured sports, which again, through the schools, you're pushed into it, which is a good thing. I think for me, being outdoors, that's when I picked up want to be active, want to be fit.
And for you, Candice?
My dad was a very good rugby player growing up, so I've got memories of being sort of 2 years old with the rugby team. I remember, you know, that was back in the UK at the time. And I was also a very good gymnast. So from a very young age, training was a sport, and it always resulted in competition. And when we moved to the Middle East, obviously there wasn't the gymnastics here, sort of certainly not to the level I was doing at the time. So it became dance and netball and school sports, and again on the rugby pitch with dad, and then later my little brothers out in the desert in the mountains. And so I've always been active. CrossFit for me was really exciting, because stopping gymnastics at 7, that was the last sport that I was really competitive in. And I've been lucky enough to be competitive with CrossFit, both in the region and internationally. So for me, discovering CrossFit was discovering that day-to-day competition, trying to get a better workout, trying to get a better number in whatever I'd be lifting. So after actually doing a degree in HR, of all things, my end goal was always coaching of some kind. And over the last sort of 4 years have slowly built up the qualifications to now credibly run a fitness company. So that was natural progression, which has been quite exciting.
And the founder of CrossFit, where does this come from? From the States?
Yeah, CrossFit was founded in the loosest sense by a gentleman called Greg Glassman out of the US in about 1974. He was a US gymnast and then became a personal trainer in, you know, your standard Globo gym in California, and started to look around. And as a gymnast, he was very good in certain areas and was looking around at people around him, the powerlifters, the Olympic lifters, the gymnasts, the triathletes, the marathon runners, and could identify elite levels of fitness in all of these people, but wasn't satisfied with one niche in isolation, so started to explore ways that he could bring these together. CrossFit, in the way that we understand it now, came about in about 2000, and it's that combination of constantly varied, high-intensity functional movement. The beauty of CrossFit is that it's rooted in science. Everything that we do, everything that we use, at the purest sense of the word, has been tested, has been retested. There is proof that, you know, doing the clean and jerk is developmentally beneficial. You know, if you were to contact CrossFit tomorrow and say, I hula hoop every morning for 20 minutes and I'm in the best shape of my life, rather than laughing you off, somebody would say, well, you know what, let's test that. Let's see. Let's prove it. And if you can prove it, then why not throw it into a workout every now and again?
So in a workout, in a CrossFit workout, the range of movements, just to go through those, we've touched on a few, but so how long is your class? An hour, is it? Yeah, okay.
Yes, great, an hour.
And so in that hour?
Okay, within the hour, there's three main parts, four, I guess. There's the warm-up, there's the skill or the strength, which is where we take one movement and completely break it down, rebuild it, and rebuild it within everybody that's in the class, because people have different limb lengths, so their angles will be slightly different, but it's still a safe functional deadlift, and deadlift is simply picking something up from the floor. Then we add some weight, couple of reps, add some weight, couple of reps, and you build up to either a 5 or 3 rep max, and occasionally a 1 rep max.
Questions coming in here. Somebody's asking, I have a herniated disc in my lower back and would like to try and recover through exercise by losing some weight and strengthening. Could CrossFit help me?
It definitely could. We are not therapists or physios, so I would highly recommend you go and see a physio first, or a chiropractor, or someone that you know and trust or have heard good things about. We can then work with them to get you back into or up to class stage, but you definitely need to get that sorted first. But just because you have a herniated disc does not mean you cannot do CrossFit. We have a number of people that have recovered and are now well into class, no problem. They're very mindful of what they do, sort of the ghost of the injury maybe, but it does not stop you from doing CrossFit or lifting weights, not at all.
Okay, and somebody here saying, if you start being fit early in life and it's with you forever, is my love of chocolates and TV also with me for life?
That's a great question.
It is a good question.
I was Ben's family and my family were friends growing up, and I remember vividly going to their house. It was the best place to go for Halloween. Ben's mum does an amazing Halloween. It was the best place to go for movies because they always had great videos. And I was the same, you know, watching a good movie, having an occasional treat was definitely part of growing up. But for both of us, as we said, so was being active. And that's something that we've really noticed. We are now, you know, coming up on 30, we're fit, we're healthy, we can kind of race to the challenge of anything that somebody throws at us. But we've got friends we went to school with who don't have that luxury anymore. Their body's already starting to fail them. And looking back to when we were kids, those were the people that didn't come out and play, that didn't, and I'm not talking about structured sport necessarily, but just getting out and about. And so I think definitely building good habits when you're young, you know, and as long as they're healthy habits, take them forward, you know. And if your love of chocolate and TV is the way that you de-stress and the way that you unwind, great, do it. But make sure you're balancing that with time outside, with some exercise, with a healthy diet. It's about lifestyle. And if it doesn't fit with your lifestyle, it's not going to work for you. So it's about making those healthy choices.
I'm 47-year-old male banker and haven't exercised in the last 20 years. I spend 12 hours at my desk. Recently, I signed up to a gym and later hired a personal trainer, but I'm disappointed with progress as I have a lousy stamina and become breathless very quickly. Even when not working out, I become breathless if I walk 200 yards or so or go up a flight of stairs. Where should I start? And that is such a good question. So many people get lost within their lifestyle, not knowing how to make the change and make that first step. So for somebody like this, what would you recommend for their starting point and the sort of exercise they could do?
I would try and make it as enjoyable as possible for you in the beginning. Behavioral change is now a huge, huge field. Something that I'm quite interested in. I've got no formal qualifications in it, but I find it very interesting. So for you, I would suggest if you like the beach, there's your Friday mornings. Go for a swim, go running on the beach, Saffa Park. There is a hill in Saffa Park. You can do some hill sprints. It's right in the middle. Just more, less structured, more play. Get out and start enjoying yourself first. Don't worry about the structuredness of exercise. You got to get to a place where you enjoy it first.
And he says it's been 20 years since he's done anything, which implies that he's done something in the past. So look back at the sports that you were interested in. You know, if you played rugby, you know, get out and watch a match. Throw a ball around in a park with a friend. A lot of people think that to get fit, you have to go and do a gym routine and sit in the gym every day. A lot of our members, which is where CrossFit is different from a gym environment, is that every workout is different. people coming up the stairs to the gym don't know what's going to be on the whiteboard on a daily basis, which for some people is exciting. For some people, that really works. But Ben's right. Ultimately, it's got to be something that you enjoy. And you've got to be prepared to make some changes. But ultimately, just because you're 47 years old, 37, 57, 67, doesn't mean that it's too late or that you are necessarily too busy to take control of your life and start to make positive changes.
Guys, all too soon, it's over, but you must come back and join me again, because I think we could talk a lot more. We've just really skimmed the surface of what CrossFit can do for the individual. You've got a range of classes happening, your contact details, where you're based and how people can get involved with CrossFit.
Our website is crossfitlifespark.com. You can find our timetables, our emails, our contact details on there. All of our the first class for everybody's free, so come down, have a taster class, have a feel for what's going on, and get involved. We're based in Umm Sukeem at the moment, but we're moving to JLT within the next few months and opening Dubai's first Reebok CrossFit affiliate. So we've just become Reebok CrossFit LifeSpark. So moving forward, not only with CrossFit, but now with Reebok as well. So it's very exciting.
Can't hold you back, can we? Fantastic. We've been talking to Ben Ford and Candice Howe, affiliate owners and coaches with LifeSpark Coaching and, of course, CrossFit. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks.